It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever.
Serious when it came to 1974, all rejoins 1974 this morning. I'm in on it if you did.
I did. I actually pulled up the Billboard Top 100 from 1974, and I will be bouncing around that.
Where did Band on the Run land?
Band on the Run landed, I had it a second ago. It was 22 on the Billboard Top 100 of 1974.
Great song. One could argue that Paul McCartney is one of the only artists who had near equal success as a solo artist or with another band than he had with his original band.
Justin Timberlake.
Yep.
Yes. Although he's kind of run into rough waters of late, Curtis.
I would say driven into them, not run.
This is Jeff from California. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Oh, heading home from work, and I finally got you guys live. Well, I'm a little bit behind, but the new intro is awesome.
Oh, okay.
Tell you guys.
All right, that is one.
And you guys are awesome. Probably one of the best shows I've listened to in a long time.
Oh, man, Jeff, thank you. I'm glad you're listening in California, and that is a positive vote for the new intro, which debuted yesterday. Some negatives, some positives. That's the way it goes, always on this show.
Gosh. Yeah, nobody's going to like everything. Hmm.
All right. We're going to get to They Said It in 10 minutes at 7. It's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. At 9, it is the Red Sox front office report with the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow. And we'll talk to Craig Breslow about Alex Cora signing a new deal. Alex Cora will be the manager of the Boston Red Sox for the next three seasons at a cool $21 million+. In the meantime, the rest of the leads. Courtney, are you still addressing that topic this morning in your lead?
I am addressing Alex Cora, earlier in the show. Once that news broke yesterday, I absolutely pivoted because I think this is great news for Red Sox fans. I'm an Alex Cora fan. I have been since day one. He's great for the franchise. He's great for the players. I think he attracts players to come play here, but also it's great for fans for this season in particular because I don't think Alex Cora is signing on any dotted line unless he is fully reassured that this front office is going to invest in this team.
So this team this season. By Tuesday, yes.
Okay. So in my mind, if we get to Tuesday and nothing happens, I think Alex Cora was lied to because I really, really believe that Alex Cora, especially with what his comments were before the season started, that if no deal was, no extension was made before the season started, there would be no talk during the season. There had to be some type of conversation between the front office and Alex Cora at this point of the season that reassured him that they were willing to invest.
And you don't think it was purely just money that changed his mind?
No.
Because that money's out there.
Yep.
It would have been out there.
If you're talking about Alex Cora, who told a former player that if he wanted to win, he had to go elsewhere, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
Great lead. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to stick on this baseball thing. The only silver lining when you start to look at where the Red Sox are and them potentially doing something, and obviously I agree with you, Courtney. I think Alex Cora is back because there was reassurance that, hey, we're going to go for it this year. Mm-hmm. Luckily for the Red Sox, even though they have stunk the second half of the season, is the rest of the teams, other than the Kansas City Royals, who they're only game behind, have also stunk the second half of the season. The Yankees, through their first six games, 2-4. Twins, 2-3. Obviously, the Red Sox, 1-5. And the Kansas City Royals, they are 4-2, but the Sox are only a game behind them. So the silver lining in this whole kind of like debacle of the way that they're starting is that luckily those teams that are right ahead of you are starting just as bad or maybe struggled because Kansas City is 6-4 in their last 10 games. So if you are Cora and you are the team and you are the players, you can at least say, hey, listen, things ain't where we want them to be, but we're still in the mix because everybody else that's playing around us for the most part has kind of been playing like we have been playing. So that's the good thing when you kind of look at it. And I think maybe, you know, that's probably part of the core coming back as well as the reinsurance is that you're still in the hunt for one of those three wildcard spots.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
A new Pew Institute study has revealed something that was very interesting to me about American adults. And I'm talking about adults of Courtney and Shime's age, and maybe even Curtis's age. It turns out that 1 in 4 American adults in that age bracket will remain single for their entire lives. That is the highest that by choice. Mm. That is the highest percentage that has ever been in this country. That means 25% of your generation has no interest in being married or in shacking up with one person for the rest of their lives. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing for this country?
What do we always say when we find out what an obscure OnlyFans person makes? Oh my God, how do they do that? Well, we just found out.
I think it's because the generation before us, no offense to you guys, scared us all when it came to marriage. And I do think,
but he's not saying marriage though.
No, but they stayed. They're staying single. I think the reason why people are not getting married anymore is because because divorce rates skyrocketed. And I always say this. I think that when it comes to the boomers, what's in between boomers and millennials?
Greg.
X my generation.
And boomers. Mm-hmm. When all of the sudden they were, you know, 15, 20 years into their marriage and social media became a thing, it opened up this door of a different type of communication that they never had before. So they could see their high school sweetheart, their college boyfriends or girlfriends.
Yes, yes.
And they started cheating on each other. And that's why divorce went through the roof.
But Wiggy, it actually didn't. It went down.
No. It went down since then, Wiggy.
No, it's been going down. There was a study that I looked at yesterday. Since 2000 to 2023, divorce rates have steadily
been up. But I'm talking about 80s and 90s. That's when
I was looking for 80s and 90s. Couldn't find the
actual
numbers.
Exactly. I'm telling you, 80s and 90s was when divorce rates went up. They've started coming down because people have grown up with the internet now. They had social media before they met their significant other, before they got married. So I think that people are scared to get married. I mean, I was getting married, and every single time I looked at Twitch or the text line or you guys, it was like 50% of marriages end in divorce. Like, to hear that when you're supposed to be having the happiest time of your life leading up to a marriage, it'll...
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It'll take a toll on people.
But what about those?
I think it's stupid and lonely.
What about those who love love? Well, it might not be lonely, Wiggy. Like, you might, those people have, but Courtney's right. Like, there's dating apps, there's smashing apps. There's.
I love marriage. Having that companionship, having that that relationship is the best decision.
Right,
I've
but
made.
If Greg's saying that people, it's not about marriage. Greg's saying people are choosing to be single,
yes.
by themselves, regardless
yes.
of marriage.
Well, but so, they can still hook up with people,
right?
Yeah, it's but just a hook not up, one person
but
forever.
A hookup is. Like when I think
they don't want to eat the same meal for 25 years every single
okay.
night.
We're missing why this is going on. We have been indoctrinated in this generation where religion is bad. We have to live on the basis that we're all going to die with global warming. A generation of Courtney and Shime's age has been told that the world's ending. They've had the internet, so they don't need to actually meet people. And everything is so damn expensive. You can't afford to have a kid. It's impossible.
Yeah, but it's not.
And the biggest reason I believe most people get married is to procreate.
Right, but I think it's even bigger than that, Curtis. I think nowadays, what's the number one thing people push? I don't need nobody. I can do it on my own. I don't need a man. I don't need a woman to make me happy. I could travel on my own. My wife and I were just having this conversation the other day. Like, I find it absolutely insane that adults travel by themselves. Not even just out of the country, which is a safety issue.
Yeah, I know
but
a lot
just
of people do.
General.
They like it. They like it.
Like, how do you...
Like, you're so judgmental.
So here's what you do as an adult.
Just because you're happily married doesn't mean people want to be with the same person
it's
for
not
50
even a,
years.
But it's not even about that. It's about being with somebody. So it's like you're going to a resort. And you got to say, okay, in order for me to have conversation, I need to just go up to random people at the bar and be like, hey, what brings you here? Like, where are the memories that you're creating? So when you're sitting on
nice beaches, am I right?
Yeah. When you're sitting on the porch at 80 years old and you look over to your left and you could say, hey, you remember that time we went here and there?
Yeah.
I think a lot of these people, it's because society tells them they don't need nobody.
Okay. All right. Well, interesting, I thought. In four adults of Courtney and Shime's age will remain single for their entire lives. Those are this morning's leads. We are going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Matthew Judon said about his new deal coming up next.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.